So we've been discussing the Gemara here on the Gemara that appears on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and again on Zion Amud Aleph. The Gemara has the case here of again, the background we'll leave for now, but the Gemara says, again, it comes in our sugya, Avar Zmano Asa B'Ana. So it just says, Avar Zmano Asa B'Ana. So the Gemara says, Pshita Lo Tzricha L'Shaos Rabban. So we're talking about Yisri Ana, Tamar Chametz B'Shaos Rabban. Shaos Rabban means when the Chametz is not yet Asa B'Ana Torah, it's only Asa B'Ana, but it's Asa B'Ana nonetheless. And the Kiddush is, we're being told, that Motzik of the Shalz Rabban, Dom Rav Gil Amarav, Amar Kiyah Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Kaddish Mishesh Shalz, Salamala, Pilu Pechite Kordanaisa, Ein Choshesh in the Kiddusha. So this is the halacha that we introduced, which is the din that Yisurei, can you be Mekadesh with Yisurei Hana? Can you be Mekadesh even with Yisurei Hana, the Rabban? So the problem of being Mekadesh with Yisurei Hana, the Rabban, which we introduced in the Gemara on Vav Beis and Zayin Ibn Aleph, the connection to being mevatel bizman that the chametz is asur b'anar drabanan. So those are the issues that we've been discussing. Now the last thing that we've been focusing on is the question itself, namely, what's the problem of being mekadesh b'yisrei anah generally, and b'yisrei anah drabanan more particularly. So being mekadesh b'yisrei anah generally is a mishnah in kiddushin, a mishnah in kiddushin which we have in front of us in the in the Maram Kamos. The Mishnah Nun Vav Beis says, "I'm a kaddish for Arla b'Kelai Kerem b'Shar Niskal b'Egla Rufa b'Tzipor in the Torah b'Seyar Nazir Peter Chamor Basa B'Chala Kol Shnishtu Bazar Eina B'Kudeshes Machar B'Kiddush B'Dmei B'Kudeshes." So the Mishnah basically says that if you're a kaddish with Yisrei Anah, the kiddushin is not cha. And the simple shot is because you're not giving the woman anything. You have to give her Shama Pruta. If you give her Yisrei Anah, she can't do anything with it. And therefore, it's lacking in terms of the Shovi, in terms of the necessary prerequisite of Kiddushei Kefa. However, if that's true, so then the question arises, what's the problem with Yisrei Anah Drabanan? Right? After all, Yisrei Anah, if you say something's Yisrei Anah Drabanan, so, you know, that's a negative. Right? You're not allowed to use it. It's also bana. But when you add the word Rabbanan, you're also saying a positive. You're saying Min HaTorah, it's Mutar Bahana. So why not say that the Kiddushin is Chal Min HaTorah, just that we don't recognize it Min Rabbanan? And the Nafkamina would be that you'd need a get. Right? You have to be Machmir, not Nako, meaning you're Machmir that you don't recognize the marriage. It's not sufficient that you mekadesh with Yisrei Anah Drabanan. You should require a second kiddushin. But since Min HaTorah, it's not Yisrei Anah, it's not Asur Bahana, so Min HaTorah the kiddushin should be chal. And if Pashta Yadav Kibla kiddushin Me'acher, if she now accepts kiddushin from someone else, we should say that Eina Mekudeshes. That we should be machmer in both directions. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says mekadesh the Chite Kordanaisa Ein Choshen the Kiddushin. Ein Choshen the Kiddushin means that we don't worry, we're not concerned about it at all. Meaning we're not going to demand a get, and even if she's pushed the yod of the Kibla Kiddushin Me'acher, it won't be a problem that she could be Mekudeshes to the next person. We don't recognize the Kiddushin even L'chumra. The question is, why should that be true if the Yisrei Anah here is only Midrabah? So what we saw last week is that this is a basic argument among the Rishonim. The position of Rashi, and it's also quoted by many in the name of the Bala Itur, is that the problem here is based on the principle of Kol HaMekadesh Adat HaDrabanan Mekadesh. After all, when you know, in the context of the Kiddushin, we say Harab HaKadesh LiBtabazo Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. So the words Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael imply that you want the assent, the pre-approval, the endorsement of the Chachamim. So Rashi says that's the principle of Kol HaMekadesh Adat HaDrabanan Mekadesh Hefker Bezen Hefker. However you want to explain it, the point is that this is an example where the Drabanan swoop in, right, and they're mafkia what otherwise would be a Kiddushe Doraisa. And the Kiddush of that, of course, is that we do find such a phenomenon in the Gemara in a bunch of places, but it's not clear that beyond those cases in the Gemara, that this very innovative and very ambitious, you know, kind of license of the Rabbanon apply. And I gave a few examples last week where actually Rashi himself does expand it to other things, including the Namonis of Eidachad, the Misa Sabal, Rashi says in Shabbos, is also based on the idea of Afkin Rabbanon Kiddushim Minei, something of that sort. But that's Rashi's approach, and that's a Kiddush, the idea that you can expand the cases of the Gemara and be okay a Kiddushin Daraisa based on a Din Rabbanon speaks volumes about the power of the Rabbanon, but it's still a very big Kiddush. The alternative is to say what the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritva say. What they say is that if you're Mekadesh B'Yisuri Anah Rabbanon, so we don't really care about the origin of Yisuri Anah. When it comes to Yisuri Anah, the fact of Yisuri Anah is more important. And that notwithstanding the origin of this being a Din D'Rabbanan, the impact is Doraisa. Meaning, you have to give an Isha a Tabas or a Shavakeseth that she can use, and if she can't use it, we don't care why she can't use it, it's enough that in fact she can't use it. If she goes down to the store, to the bank, they're not going to recognize this as having value. So that Lemaisa, right, pragmatically, he has given her something which doesn't have a proof. But that's not because of the koach rabbanon to redefine or to undermine the din d'oraisa. You're not going to quote kol mekadesh adat b'drava. You don't need to quote it. It's a two-step process. The rabbanon have the right to impose yisuri anah, right? Once that's true, so now the next question is, de facto, once they've done that, does the result of having taken away the spending power, let's say, of this item, does that have Doraisa consequence? And that's the idea of Rabbeinu Peretz. That's the idea of the Ritva. And that's why the Ritva goes on to explain that there's a huge difference between two cases which seem otherwise parallel. One is the case that we've been talking about, Hamakadesh b'Suriana d'Rabbana, like Chametz b'Shah Chamishis. The second case is a case of Amakadesh Bifnei Eidim Psulim Drabana. Now let's say you get married and the witnesses to the wedding, instead of being good kosher witnesses, are Eidim who are Psulim but only Midrabana. They're gamblers, right? Mesachek Bakov is a Psul Drabana. So if these two, if the two Eidim Kiyum are gamblers, what that means is Minat Torah, they're Eidim Gemurim, they're Eidim Minat Torah. Midrabanan, they're psulim. So isn't this exactly the same case? On a Doraisa level it works, on a Drabana level it doesn't work. If it's about Koach Chachamim, the Chachamim have the ability, right, to impose their rules, and that should have the effect of undermining it. In Doraisa, then what do we care whether it's Tzuliyad, and what do we care whether it's Yisrei Hanah? The same idea. Now Rashi is not commenting on Amakadish Mifnei Psuliyad as Drabana. We just don't know what he thinks about that case. It would be interesting to know, but we just don't. So, but we know what the Ritva thinks. We know that's a big debate among the Gaonim already, and then later the Rishonim. But this question of Mekadesh B'Fnei Psuleidus Drabanan, whether you need to get L'chumra or not. It's a big machlokas. But the Ritva assumes the side that Mekadesh B'Fnei Psuleidus Drabanan Choshishin L'Kiddushin. You need a get. So he says, so what's the difference between that and Mekadesh B'Yisuri Anah D'Rabbanan for Ein Choshish in the Kiddushin? The Ritva says, that's exactly my point. In the case of B'Yisuri Anah D'Rabbanan, the Chachamim said you can't spend it. Right? Once you can't spend it, so that has residual Doraisa impact. You can no longer say, oh, on a Doraisa level, you can spend it. On a D'Rabbanan level, you can't spend it. That's true, but once you can't spend it, in fact, you've undermined the status of Shavapruta. But that's not true in terms of Psuleidus Rabbanan. When it comes to Psuleidus, we say, oh, Minat Torah, they're Kshayrin. Midrabbanan, they're Psulin. So Minat Torah, she's Mekudeshes. Midrabbanan, she needs another kiddushin b'fnei edim who are ksherim midrabanan as well. But pashta yava tekibla kiddushin mi'acher, that she's going to accept kiddushin from someone else, right? The kiddushin certainly will not be chal because in the Torah she's an eishes ish. You can't say, oh, because the rabbanan said, right, that they're psulim, so midaraisa they're psulim too. For it's harder to say that. So basically, this is the Ritva's idea. Okay.
Well, so, in the situation by Nas Nahin to Omar Hu, and she gives him Suliha Nadu Abonin.
Say that again?
Yeah. Nas Nahin to Omar Hu, she's the Mekudeshia.
Okay.
But what does she give? But she's giving him something because he's Metabol.
Well, Nas Nahid Amar Hu is not the normal way that we describe Ankara. Right, that's the case of the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Nas Nahu V'Amrahi. The Rishonim talk about what happens if Nas Nahid Amar Hu. It's true that the case, so there's a case in the Gemara where the Gemara says she gives him money and if he's an Anam Kashav and he's Mekabel, that's the Bahia, no, that he's Mekabel, that also comes with discussion. But we wouldn't normally describe that as Nas Nahib Amar Hu, even though it is.
But she's giving him something.
Well, not really. But the only reason that it works is because he's giving her.
He's giving her an off.
Yeah, that's what we can. That's the case of Kiddush.
Giving Mekabel something from her.
Fine, no, but that's irrelevant. That's just a trigger. If it really was defined as Nas Nahib Amar Hu, it would have worked.
If she gave him offers and he showed her food to him.
It doesn't matter what she gives him. As long as that's what I'm saying. In the case that you're talking about, the giving is a trigger for his response. The question is whether his response is sufficiently respectful, right, that it's worth a Shava Pruta of Hana to her.
Right.
But what she gives to him to trigger is irrelevant.
It could be brought to Shava Pruta?
I don't see why not. I mean, it's just a... Unless you think that his accepting Pakos Mishar Pruta from her doesn't constitute a Pruta worth of Hana for her. But I don't see why that would be true. All I'm saying is that's why we wouldn't really call it Nas... It is true, technically, but it is not true formally to call that Nas Nahi V'Amar Hu. The real point is, it's Nas Nahi V'Amar Hu. Because he's giving her Hana. Now, what precipitates his Hana, in this case, the Kabbalas Matana Mimena. But that's just the trigger. That's just the background, right, which is the basis for him giving her this Hana. So it's what he gives her that's important.
She gave him
irrelevant.
Even the Elisa.
I don't know whether or not his accepting such a thing would constitute an act of Kabbalah for her, sufficient for a Shomer Pruta, but if it would, then it would be like any other. What I'm saying is, you have to gauge how much Hana she gets from his response to her. That's all we care about in that case. Beyond that, it's really Nas Nahiva Amar Hu, which, I mean, again, the Gemara in Kiddushin of Peyam and Aleph has this discussion about Nas on Hu the Amra He, and then the Rishonim say, Nas Nahiva Amar Hu is Adam Khashu, but is it really for the reason that we're discussing? Yeah.
Can you explain again the Ritva's position when Rabbanan devalue the Edim, it would seem that in either case, in one case, in the Torah it works,
right.
In the other case, in the Torah it doesn't work.
Right. That's exactly what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's saying when it comes to value is a pragmatic category. In other words, what people use something or don't use something is more important than why they use or don't use it. So if I give you something, right, but you're not allowed to get any benefit from it, then it's less important whether or not the reason you can't get benefit is Minat Torah or the reason you can't get benefit is Midrabanan. More important is the reality that you can't get any value. If you go to the grocery store,
right,
they're not going to give you milk, they're not going to give you chocolate, they're not going to give you anything for this item. So basically it's a useless item to you. Now, do we care that it's useless because the Torah said you can't use it or because the Rabbanan said you can't use it? It's useless is the word use is a functional category, and functionally right? You have to listen to the Rabbanan, just like you have to listen to the Daraisa.
Okay,
so,
okay.
But when it comes to Edus, we're talking about the physical presence of witnesses. As a formal, the witnesses are there. Now, if you were to say that the importance of witnesses in Kiddushin is their capacity, let's say, to go to court and to testify and to be accepted, you know, without any difficulties, you might have a parallel. And that's why I think that's one explanation. For, I mentioned that there are Gaonim and Rishonim who said if you're Mekadosh Mepsul Eidus Rabbanan, will also say Ein Choshen LeKiddushin. Not like the Rainbow. What's that based on? So some of them actually say, because Kala Mekadesh adopted Rabbanan Mekadesh. Okay, that would work. I think the other explanation might be the one I just gave, which is, there's a way to look at the problem of Eidus in a more pragmatic way too. And we need witnesses there because in case there is any kind of controversy, we want them to be able to come to court to clarify, you know, what did or did not take place. Now, if they're psul Eidus Rabbanan and when they come to court, they're going to be disqualified, that's not going to work very well. So then we could find a way to make psul Eidus Rabbanan in the context of Kiddushin also turn into a pragmatic rather than a formal requirement, which the Rabbanan may be just as effective as the Raisa. However, the norm is to explain, and the normal way of understanding it is that the presence of witnesses at a wedding is not for the sake of clarifying what took place if there's a controversy. It's what we call edikiyum, right? It's the very, what I call the solemnizing presence of the witnesses. Their very presence adds, gives legitimacy or formality to what's taking place. In a doma, something which is witnessed from something that is not. And that's part of, as I say, the transcend, what I call the transcendent aspect of marriage. Marriage isn't just a, you know, a what? You give her a shabaputa and she's your wife. Obviously, it's symbolic. It's an exchange of commitment, or it's a commitment, right? And it's a transformation of the wife, of the woman, into an Eishes Ish. And all that is done because of the formal presence of two kosher Eidim. So, now, if there's a controversy, will they also come to court and attest to what it is that did or didn't take place? Sure. But there's never any controversy, and everybody admits what it is that happened, or the shalom v'shalva, right? There's still no marriage if there aren't two witnesses. So, if it's for the purpose of edikiyum, their physical presence, right? So, and it's a formal rather than a pragmatic kind of a requirement, then you could say, well, then you would say, on a Doraisa level, there are Eidim here. So the Kiddushin took place. Midrabanan, we may not want to recognize it. But Midratorah, we can't ignore it. If Pashta Yadav Vekibla Kiddushin Me'acher, if she then accepts Kiddushin from someone else, she can't do that. Because there's a Doraisa in addition to a Drabanan level. That's what the Ritva is saying. The Ritva is saying, when it comes to value and money, it's pragmatic. When it comes to, I'm fleshing it out a little bit, when it comes to witnesses, it's formal. It works very well for the Ritva, I should add. The Ritva in Kiddushin, in the second parak, is maybe the Rishon of all Rishonim who really formulates most clearly the role of Edim in Kiddushin as a formal requirement. The Ritva in Kiddushin, that just so happens. And Daf Mem Gimel, it explains a very famous discussion in the Gemara there. The Gemara says, what if you have Eidim Tmunim Me'achorei Ageder? Right? You have the two witnesses are hovering, and the Chasam and Kala don't know the witnesses are there. Right? Is the Kiddush, but they are there. Is the Kiddushin Chal or not? So the some of the Rishonim were of the opinion that Kiddushin Me'achorei Ageder doesn't work. Right? So they say, well, because the husband isn't serious because he doesn't know the witnesses, you know, are there. That's one explanation. That's not the Ritva's explanation. The Ritva says the witnesses are not just there to be made what took place. The witnesses are part of the ceremony. Their presence is a necessary part of the transformation, right, of the Ishus. And therefore it's necessary that their presence be known to the Balei Dvar. That's how the Ritva also explains the following issue. Question is, do you need Yichud Eidim? You have to specify, you know, who the Eidim
are.
This is a issue of Eidim Shabatla Mikhtasa Batla Kula. If you have Eidim, Kshirim, and Psulim together, right, so it's Eidim Shabatla Mikhtasa Batla Kula. That will disqualify the Eidim. So the Ritva in that same piece in Kiddushin and also in Gittin, right, says that when it comes to Dine Mamanis, for example, the role of Eidim is pragmatic. It's to be made in Bezdin, right? And therefore the definition of Eidim is also dependent on coming to Bezdin. If you have Eidim, Krovim, let's say, and Tzulim, together with Ksherim, who witnessed a certain event, says the Ritva, the shame aid doesn't depend on the Re'iyah. When it comes to Dina Mamanis, it depends on the Haggadah of the Bezdin. It's only if they come together to court to testify in the same kat that you have the principle of Batla Mikhtasa Batla Kula. However, says the Ritva, big, big chiddush of the Ritva, when it comes to Ishus, Irekiyum, there you need Yichud Eidim. There you have to specify who are the Eidim, because when it comes to Kiddushin, testifying in court is not what defines the Eidim. Being present at the ceremony defines the Eidim. And therefore, the Re'iyah is Kaveya for Edikim. As it happens, he doesn't link these two together. It happens the Ritva is the Rishon, and the way he explains it is very beautiful. The language, I don't have in front of me right now, we're a little bit on a tangent, but the language of the Ritva is, don't think that the role of the Edim in Kiddushin is to attest to what took place. It's their very presence, right, which is part of the definition of the Ishus. Now that's true, so what are you going to say? They're Ksheirim Midaraisa, they're Psulim Midrabanan. Can you ignore the fact that they're Ksheirim Midatara, Lukhumra? That's what the Ritva is saying here. Here and in Kiddushin, a different place in Kiddushin. The one we have here is in the above, we'll get to in a second, and here in Psachim, Dav Zayin Amin Aleph, that's the Ritva's idea. Now, let's pull back a little bit and examine a couple of other cases. So far we've been trying to explain how it could be that Isurei Hanah de Rabbanan would have the power of a Doraisa. Very important paradigm. And it's based all on this Gemara that appears two places in Psachim. Zayin Amin Aleph, and our Gemara Chafala from Beis, Mekadosh Pechite Kurdenaisa, right, Ein Chos Shalikisha. Very critical Gemara in Shas. The truth is that we should be examining this question from two opposite angles. So far, we look at it from the Drabbanan standpoint. How can a Drabbanan undermine a Doraisa? And we explained it in two different ways, etc. And we're going to re-examine this in just a minute. Is this true? In a minute, we'll just examine the question. Is this true for all Yisrael or Drabbanan? Or is it unique to Chometz? Or things like Chometz? Right? Is it even true for all comments? Notice that the language of the Gemara is, what is Chite Kordanaisa after all? And what does Shalshishis exactly mean? Shalshishis is a term which seems a little bit ambiguous. Rashi interprets it, both on Chapala from his base, and on Zayin Amin Aleph, to refer to 11 o'clock, 11 to 12. Meaning the Shals are Drabana. We'll see in a moment that Rabbeinu Tam says, the comments, Chite Kordanaisa, is Drabana. But the shows are the right. So do we care? Are there differences within Yisurei Hanah de Rabbanan generally, and even within Chometz regarding this halacha? So we'll get back to that in a moment. That's one angle that we need to pursue a little bit more. But there's another angle to pursue, and that is the Doraisa aspect of all of this. Is it so obvious that when it comes to Yisurei Hanah de Rabbanan, right, that we say Kiddushin is not Chal? Well, it's a Mishnah, so obviously it's obvious. Obviously it's obvious. It's obvious because it's a Mishnah. What I mean is there any problem with that Mishnah? And are there any avenues of allowing or being choshesh for a Kiddushin be Surana, even be Surana Doraisa? What do I mean? Let's say there's some oblique way. I'll use the word oblique just to make it clear. Let's say there's some way, right, to derive or to extract a Shavakuta worth from Yisurei Hanah de Rabbanan. Do we care? Or does the fact that it's Yisurei Hanah de Rabbanan, right, prevail, even if there's a way, there's some sort of an you know, with ingenuity, there's a way to squeeze out a Shava Pruta. Okay. Now that's the opposite problem of the Yisurei HaNadrabanan problem. The Yisurei HaNadrabanan problem was, well, Minat Torah, it's mutter. Right? So good, Lamaisa, you can't use it. Is that enough to torpedo it Midaraisa? Now I'm asking the opposite question. Let's say that Minat Torah, you can't use it. Well, let's say there's some method to squeeze out a Shava Pruta. Does that matter? Yeah.
Says that the problem is there's no shira.
Right.
But it doesn't suggest that there's no value.
Well, the...
with a lula.
Right. The question is, I mean, I don't want to get into that right now, but
I'm just trying to
the problem of Avodah Zarah is because the Gemara, because the Mishnah and the Gemara want to say, Ketute Nachdat Shira, and that would make it possible for not all for all days.
Right.
You know, the Rishon, the Antosheni, you know, and things of that sort. So there's certain benefits. The Rishon talk about it. It's something to look at, but I'm saying there are other explanations, there are other reasons why we would want to zero in on Ketute Mechad Shire, as opposed to everybody agrees that you can't have Dalad Minim, which are Isuriano, Orla, and so on. Question is why? I mentioned last week, Rashi's of the opinion that something doesn't have Shovi, then it doesn't have Bible either, and it's not Lachem. That's the Antaprishon problem. Whereas other Rishonim think that it's a problem of, again, the Ravid thinks also it's a problem of Lachem, but for different reasons, just because he's sure I know it's made a Lachem. The Rizva thinks the problem just of, it's a special din that the Dal Ninim have to be, have to have a Heterana. But it's something to look at. What am I talking about? What are the cases of Doraisa where you could squeeze out a Pruta? So if you look here, it tells us in Kiddushin, in Vav Medeis, it tells us precisely such a discussion. On the Kaddish Ba'orla, this is the 4th entry. On the Kaddish Ba'orla, Eina Mekudesh, that's Pirish Lefisha Yisra Hana. Vim Toma, Amai Eina Mekudesh, Hashari Lihanos, Mimene Shalom Kederach Hana, also... Right? Just because something is asur b'hana doesn't mean you can't squeeze out some hana from it. Let's say you don't use it according to its typical usage, but you use it shalo kederach. Shalo kederach. After all, Kedamra Perek Kol Shah, Mara in our Perek, says that the only time you really violate Yisuri Achila and Yisuri Hana is if it's Kederech Achila and Kederech Hana. So you'll be Makadish and Isha, and she can squeeze out Ishava Pruta Shalom Kederech. So Tosa says Vishlomar, the Kan Mayri Deleka Shava Pruta Ela Kederech Hana Asa. We're talking about the kind of thing, right, kind of thing, amount of that thing, where the Shalom Kederech, right, that you could squeeze from it, that you could extract from it, is worth less than a pruta. Now, of course, that's a technical answer. That means that, in principle, shalo kederach would be an avenue, right, for kiddushin be surena. So, to the trivia question, can you ever be makadesh, you know, be surena doraisa? The answer is, according to the first day in Tosis, sure. If the shalo kederach of what you're giving amounts to more than a pruta, wow. Inami Yeshlomar, and this doesn't change the picture. The Mayri Shah Padika Shava Pruta, Ap Shalok Kederachana Aso, Mikamako Kim Shisha Spura Shisha Yanas Kederachana Asan, Benochin Losum Chadaita Vahabamekach Tos. When she receives this object, right, she doesn't think, doesn't, you know, assess it, doesn't accept it, you know, based on the consideration of Shalok Kederach, right, he gives her, you know, whatever it is. You know, something that's a food, or something that has, you know, whatever it is. She normally evaluates it according to its typical usage, right? And it doesn't occur to her that she has to be makabalit b'toras shalokaderek. Therefore, even if you can squeeze out a pruta, she can squeeze out a pruta, but there's still a mekachtolus involved. That's not the basis upon which she accepted this particular Pruta shall kiddush. Fine. Tosafot in Psachim, likewise, on Chavtes, I think I have it here. We have it in our Gemara, but I think I have it here on the page as well. Has a similar discussion. Yeah. Second entry, I think on the second page. Ein Podin, Tosafot Psachim Chavtes Lamed Aleph, on the base. Tamilari, Apagav Ein Podim, in a different context. Nimol, there should be Me'ila, despite the fact that something is Yisurianam. Why? The La'achar Shanisra, the Nasa Efer, Yachol Lidoso.
Ah,
this is tricky. Right? Let's say if something is supposed to be Yisurianam, it's supposed to be burnt. But once you burn it, we have this rule, it says in Tamura. Kola Nisrafin, Ephron Mutter. The Efer is now Mutter. So let's say the Efer is worth the Pruta. Right? So let there be an Isra'na. I've got the impotent nimble. The laka should israfanatsa apra yachal of doso. Umutabahana. Ishlama kivan. The kamoshu akshav. Lo shavamidi. Lo shai chabe me'ila. Behind the nami tamid. The kali surayana. A makachin bana isha. I've got the call of the shrafan ephron mutter. Same question. What do you say? What do you mean can't be makachin with orla? Once you burn the orla, you know, it's good fertilizer or whatever it is you do with the Afer, and it's worth a pruta, and you know, you've given her a pruta. She just has to be a little patient and have a little imagination. But she sees Orla, right? If she was more imaginative, she'd see Afer. Wow, right? So Vafilu e Dabar going to Mamon Kimam on Dami Umal. Well, Dami Tosam Chazi Lachar Pesach Shukamo Be'em. So what's Tosa's answer? Right? You don't assess it by what it'll be transformed into, but by what it is now. Let's get to that in a second. Ode Shlomar, Hode Makachin, Yisirah Noah, Hainer Hecha Galeis Pashav Apruta Lekashia Afar, Oteiritz Kar Makasha, Chazi Beinei Shaloka Narachana. Fine. The second answer of Tosis parallels the answer, the first answer of Tosis in Kiddushin, namely, if the Afer in its, you know, transformed state, you know, would be Shavapruta, then Enochanami. What's the first answer? It's a Dover Shalom Baliolam. Right, and that, in theory, you could be Mechalek, maybe you could be Mechalek, between the Afer, La'achar and Shindishra problem, and the Shalokaderach issue. Right? But you can imagine somebody saying something similar about Shalokaderach, not just, oh, this isn't what she's expecting, or, oh, maybe there isn't a Shavapruta, but when we assess the value of an object, we assess the value of the object according to its typical usage, not according to its extraordinary usage. Right? Meaning, what I'm getting at here is that there are two perspectives seemingly at work. And with respect to both of them, it's also a question of where to draw the line. Okay, but the two perspectives are as follows. Anytime the Gavra can extract a pruta, as long as there's no smichus das problem, you've given a sufficient pruta for kiddushin, even though from the perspective of the chefza, it's really a valueless object, right? Because when you can, so good, you can use the shaloka derech, you can use the be'efer. Does that give value to the object, or does that give a potential value to the person, notwithstanding that the object is valueless? I'm not sure. But at least one could make the case that, right, the object's value is defined by typical present usage, not by extraordinary transformations or circumstances. So can she pull out a pruta from this? Yes. Is he giving her an object that is worth a pruta? No. The question is raised in one other context. I'll show you the Ritva in just a minute. And that is Pikuach Nefesh. Or Chola. Without Pikuach Nefesh, possibly. In some cases. Right? Let's say she's a Pikuach Nefesh. And he gives her Yisurianu. Does that matter? She can use it. She can use it Kadarka, and she doesn't have to burn it either. Right? But it's based on Hetzer Pikuach Nefesh. It's not any less a Chetzer Shel Yisurianu, just that the Gavra, she has the right to use it. So this is, again, the Ritva tackles these questions too in Kiddushin. We saw the Ritva in Tzachin last week. Let's look quickly at the Ritva in Kiddushin. Bottom of the first page. Kiddush Arid from the second Kiddush in the Bava Bay. Masnisa. Hamakadesh Be'orla, Vikilai Akaren. The Surah Anoninu Enim Kudeshah. Speak of the Kashalai. Amai Enim Kudeshah Be'orla. For actually on this post, Shaloka Darakhana Asa. Famous Tulsa's question. Right? She has options when she receives Orla. She can use it. Shaloka Darakh. Kedaminu Parakol Shah. Kali Sun Shabatar Eloka Alei Malaka Darakhana Asa. Says the Ritva, the Lab Mil Sahi, the Nehidalesu, Isura Daraisa, Isura Darbana, Via Ika, this is already important. Who says Shaloka Darak is Mutter? It's not Mutter, it's just not Asur Minat Torah. Now some people actually think it's even Asur Minat Torah, but it's more like Tatsishir, it's an Isur, but it's not a lot. Okay, that's not pronounced. So let's say it is Rabbanan, so what? The answer is, well, you'll be Makadish be Surayana Rabbanan. And you can't do that either. How do we know that? Our Gemara, Makadish be Kite Kurdanaisa, right? Pesach. Makadish be Surah Nod Rabbanon. Kagon Stam Yenam. Stam Yenam is the wine of a non-Jew, but not wine that was actually in the Snasech Lavodah Zarah, so that's only Rabbanon. Uki Yotzeba Enam Kodeshes. Kedomri. Now what's the proof text? Our Gemara. Pesachim Zayinam and Aleph. And the Kaddish Yishim become the Mishay Shal Solomala, a few of Kite Kordanaisa, the Shreer and Uyvation, Shainam comments Minatar, the Nukshad Rabbanan, even a Toy Rabbanan, Ainam Kudeshas. Then he adds, the Apakav, that the Kaddish Vaidim Sulim the Rabbanan the Kudeshas is the same as the Ritva in Tzachim. But how come, how could a Rabbanan have this impact on the Daraisa? We don't find this in the case of Psule Edus. Omer Mori Naru, referring to the Ra'a, who's he? Whose position he also quotes in Tzachim, the lo dami can't compare. Tahasavi ke edus ma'al yaminat Torah u'mikudeshes shel Torah he. Velo mafkir rabbanon kiddushin the oraisa. Again, when it comes to psulei rabbanon, which I'm adding, especially l'shitaso, is a formal requirement. So on a daraisa level, the kiddushin is chal. The rabbanon are not going to be mafkia the kiddushin the oraisa. Bichdi, right? Avohacha, kivin, Amar Achmanu, the lace of Lemamona, but here, the Torah said, give her money. Money means something useful. She's not getting anything useful. So, Yisura Drabanan, Allah, therefore, Lomakad Shaklau. Then he says, Amai Domrina, the Kamam, the Pirkins, Rav Shim, the Chulish Nishmazar, Lab, the Raisa, Vishim, the Kadeshas. Leave that for now, we'll get back to it. Notice that the Ritva is applying this idea not only to Chametz, but to Stam Yenam, to Orla, right, to Shelo Kederach, etc. The Chitema. Right? If you have a cholish she'imel sakana, and you have isuri ana derabanan, right? It seems like it's mutter. That's another gemara later on in Tzachim in our parak. In parak kol shah, the gemara says uvda deravina da v'shayif lebarti biguarki the orla. Right? Ravina was using orla extracts of some oral lotion, right, to soothe, you know, his daughter's burns or whatever it was. So Amar, so he said to him, how can you do this? Right? It's not pikuach nefesh. So the Gemara says, gives two answers. Either we're talking about a case of pikuach nefesh, or the other answer is, the Amar, midi derech hanosan kavdina, kavidna. He answered and he said, good, it's not pikuach nefesh, but it's not as if I'm being mishtamesh kederach hana'asan, meaning shelo kederach hana'a is mutter. Ah. So the Gemara says, v'holo kasha. Af agav d'cholo shem v'sakana mutter bo shelo kederach hana'asan mikomakam asa urlo l'machro l'kol azeh v'litol damen mibenu. Just because she in this way might extract a pruta doesn't mean that he can sell it to her or can give it to her as kasav kiddushin. Teda, tafila b'derech hana'asa muteres b'chol ha'shiyesh b'sakana. Afilo achi also lo lemachol abadanim. And let's say she's a chol b'sukan, but even kederech, he can give it to her. So that doesn't mean that in case she becomes a chol ha'shiyesh b'sukan, that he can give it to her or he marry her with it. Then came nimsa nenevi surayin ashal Torah. Elabade also lemachram b'kim dekein lo chashiv mamona klal. Apilei cholish are really hanuspo, but if she is a chola basuka or a chola, still ain't a mekudeshes. The lab mamoni yoyivla, elim kein amela rebu kudeshes leib osa hanos sheyesh loch shonatatech davar shetesrapi bo. If he it's like we said, like my answer to you before. If he says to her, you know what, the kedushin isn't with the money or with the object. The kedushin is with the means for your procuring. For achieving your good health. That's Hana. Right? Right, so that's Kiddushah, Kiddushah B'Hana, but not from the object. For the fact that the relief that she feels, or that she knows, that she now has a medical solution to her problem. Right, but the object itself is not a Sheva Pruta. Right? That's what the Ritva is saying. What does he mean it's not a Sheva Pruta? But she can extract, she can use it. Right? The answer is she has the means to extract the pruta. But the chepta is the same chepta if you would give it to her, a kolam besukan, or if you give it to the healthiest person, you know, that he knows. It's the same object. The object is just as Yisuri Hana. Right? The yesh ba'osa hana shara pruta. The chitema akati hari orla, the kilai karamin on the shrafin, the kabal on the kolam shrafin efron mutter. Again, same like Tosus in Tzachim Dav Chafetz, right? She can burn it, and then she can be the queen of a potash or whatever that stuff is. Yesh mitzvafarshim demay rishen be'efron shavuruta. That's one answer. Mori neruti writes once again the Ra'ah, who's the Ra'ah has the sense of the chilukim. Right? That's because you can extract from it a pruta. Doesn't mean that it's a chetza pruta. Eina mekudeshes. Tichisarik lehu levarinu labdideinu. As long as it's a be'en, right? We look at it not as afer, not as pre-afer, right? Not as destined afer, but as what it is, and it has no value. So what we have here basically is a huge machlokas rishonim about the following point. If she in various ways can extract the pruta, right, does that change the equation? One group of rishonim says yes, absolutely. Well, the question is, what about smichus das? Is it a pruta? But in achanami. And the other group says no, he has to give her a chefta shel shava pruta. Chafta shel shava pruta depends on typical usage. Chafta shel shava pruta depends on typical people. Chafta shel shava pruta depends on the object as presently constituted, not the object as pre-afer. Yeah.
So the objective standard ruled over a subjective.
Yeah, that's the argument here. That's exactly it. Correct.
So what happens if he would give her the if he would burn it and then give her the aid?
But that's fine. That's a shavu pruta.
Right. So.
But that's not the kind. That's not the kind of
right.
Suri Ano.
Right. So
it's not Suri Ano anymore.
Right. So I'm just wondering whether one can formulate it in terms of that it can't be Makadosh with the shame orla.
It's not orla anymore.
Right. In other words, the problem with being Makadosh with orla as opposed to afer is that it can't be Makadosh with the shame orla.
I don't know what you mean to say. You can't be Makadosh be Suriana. What?
Right.
It's not, there's nothing unique about Orla.
Right.
Orla belongs to, in this case, Orla belongs to a larger class.
Status,
it's not even Suriana anymore.
Right, you can do it with anything.
Yeah, no one disagrees. There's not one person who thinks that you can't be Makadosh with Afer, shall Orla. The question is, can you be Makadosh with Orla by virtue of the fact that in the future she could be Nene? When it's safe.
And another question, why can't I? If in Tosus's second answer,
which Tosus?
She's Tosus's condition.
Yeah.
Kibushisha's worship.
Smichus das.
whenever the parent comes up, the neighbor can look something back, the family may not tell us. What happens if we specify?
That'll be fine. The point, that'll be fine. If she said, oh, I can't wait to get this Yisuri Anah and get my Pruta Shalokadera.
We would
start the Sheva Brachos right away.
Right.
Yeah, 100%. In principle, they're the same. The two days of Tosa institution, in principle, are the same. The Tosas in Psachim, Koftes, one of his answers is not the same. Right, one answer is the Afer is not worth a Pruta. The other is, no, you can't look at the Afer. Now, in theory, you could be Mechalik between the Afer case and the Shalokadera case. Meaning, I think it's more compelling to say that, you know, you don't look at Orla's pre-Afer. That's even more true than the argument you don't look at an object outside of its typical usage. So, well, who said? Where did that rule come from? There's typical usage and there's other usages. All of them are fair game in defining value. And as I think it could be Mechalik. There are three cases here, actually, that they talk about. One is Chola, right? But actually, really four. Chola, actual Chola, right? And the possibility of Chola, right? That's 1A and 1B, call it. The other is Afer, and the third is Shalokadera. In theory, I'm presenting them as one, because I think it's one issue, the objective versus subjective question, the Chepta as Shovi as opposed to Hanaz Hagavra. I think that makes sense in all three cases. In theory, one could have distinguished. You could have said, well, the most obvious unacceptable one is the Afer. Because there you have to really transform the Kefis into something else. You're giving your Orla, and when we're counting it as if it's pre-Afer. Right? It's not like it's a natural progression. If somebody is already a Chola, so maybe to them this is a Dvar Shovi, that's the other extreme. Right. In between the Kederach and Shalok Kederach, which I think is an interesting question. Yeah.
I just want to focus. Why does he have to give her a daughter? If he just gives her therapy, he doesn't give her anything. Why does she include her with the Anor?
Why does he have to give her a davar?
Yeah, why does he have to give her anything? If he got you with the Anor, the therapy.
No, because she doesn't have the therapy unless she has the therapy.
No, he's giving her, he's doing Anor. He's giving something into her hand.
Right.
So he doesn't have to do that. He just gives her therapy. She should be in possession.
I mean, he should be her therapist?
He can do whatever he wants.
That would work too. As long as she's Nana Shabbat Prutah, but if he says to her, you know, there's a cure for you. You know, and it's all a shalokadera, but she has no access to it.
Every relationship, marriage, relationship, man and woman, she's Tabla Mesa Tom Dubin, Melissa Bamala, she's Mikabo Hanad, she's getting a husband. Why isn't the Shiva Kudeshis?
That Tabla Mesa Tom Dubin, Melissa Bamala just means that it's a schut for her. It's not a chova, so we say things like Dachamot, Shalom B'fanav, things of that sort. But it doesn't qualify as Hanas Shavapruta, because it's something called Kesef Kedusha.
She's getting a pension, she's getting security.
What do you mean she's getting a pension?
She's getting a house. Well, she's getting married.
Either she is or she's not. I'm not sure where all that came from. You've been very generous, but you need Kesef Kedusha. There are three ways to be Mekatesh. Kesef, Star, Bia. Hana is a form of cancer. Hana is a form of cancer. So you have to give something specific for the shame for the actual act of kedushin. That has to be the.
So what's the source of the idea that Easter Hana is only to Dara Hana? So it's sort of, why is it limited? Why is it?
Well, we're not.
Are you permitted to have Hana from something that you would be prohibited from having Hana? If you do it in a matter out of the ordinary.
I mean, what's the mokar that Shalokadera
is permitted?
It's a Gemara. I don't want to get into it right now because it's a Gemara later on. I hope we'll get to Chavdalot Amud Beis. This is, I'll just show it to you. The question is, there's no mokar in the Gemara for it. They say it. I'll tell you that two perspectives in a second. But if you want to see the Shaka Vataria, it's here on Chavdalot Amud Beis. It's 3, 6, 9, 10 lines down from the top of the page. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, See that? Beginning of a line?
Yeah.
Kol Yisur Shematar Elokan Aleim Elek Kederach Hakilatzan. Right? The Gemara says, Lemute Bai, to exclude what? Omer Av Shimi Mar Ashi, Lemute Shemachal Kelev Chai Shepatar. If you eat, Kelev, raw, which is not the typical way to eat it, Patar. Ikadamri Omer Abavon Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yisur Shematar Elokan Aleim Elek Kederach Hanaotzan. Not Derach Hakilatzan, but Derach Hanaotzan. Lemute Mai, Amrav Shivrashi, Lemute Shemaniah Kelev Shal Shar Niskal Gabi Makoso. By the cancer shore in this case, normally eaten. Let's say you use it as a medicine, right? To be placed on a makom, shu pata. And kol shkein ocho kelev kai shu pata. This is the Gemara. Now, the Rishonim say that it seems like, first of all, the question is what's the ikadamri? I hope to get to it and speak tomorrow about it more fully, but basically, is there an argument here or not? Right? We talked about it a little bit. We talked about the Rambam and the relationship between Achil and Anah. We talked about this Gemara. But is there an argument or not? And if so, what exactly is the argument? So some Rishonim, a lot of Rishonim, understand that there is an argument. And the question is this. Even if you hold that Shalom Kederach Achila, right, it's not Chayim for Achila, maybe it's not so obvious that Shalom Kederach Anah is not considered Anah. Why? So the way some Rishonim, the Kiddush Aran and others, the way they say it is, Achila is a very kind of formal process. Hana is a more informal process. Hana is just like anything that gives you pleasure. Right? Achila is something very specific. The rules of Achila. Right? Hana is much more elastic, much more flexible. It's much more result-driven. Achila is more process-defined. So they say, first day, the Gemara thinks Shalom Kederach is an Achila. No big issue of Shalom Kederach and Hanah. That's when you have a Hagdara, like Achila, they say, it's Shalom Kederach Achila, it's low Shalom. Again, it's like we said before, the pragmatic things and our formal things. Right? Something that's formal, so it's typical manner, right, as part of its definition. But something that is more result-driven or pragmatic. So what do we care? Typical, atypical. Are you men or are you not men? Understand?
Right.
Then the second day the Gemara says, no. Even Isurei Hana is a din of Kederach. Now, what's that based on? I mean, Hana is also a formal process. Maybe. Or maybe, the Rav Chanan Wasserman has this good line, but it has really roots in some of the earlier Rishonim and Mefarshim. But I think he made it even more famous. B'chor Vassim says, the Torah only prohibits things, that are normal. Right? The Torah doesn't deal with, exceptional, all things being equal. I mean, obviously there are exceptions. If the Torah says something is prohibited, it's talking about its normal usage. So then it's not a din in the Hagdara of Hana, the Hagdara of Achila. It's more a din in the parameters of Isur Torah. Right. The Torah isn't interested in prohibiting everything. It prohibits the norm, the typical, the usual case. Exceptional phenomena do not come under the normal Easter of Torah. It could be not only Easter, it could be even Mitzvah too.
And who decides what's normal?
Okay, that's a different question.
That's right. Okay. Normal person.
But certain things are, as we say all the time, but we have a principle Batal Daitz Lai Tzol Kaladam, number one. Again, one man's Batal Daitz Lai Tzol Kaladam is contradicted by another man's Oxervate. That was in our Harkos Sugya, right? The famous, what we call the toothpaste rush, The rush says if it's Seiner Roy Lachila Sadam, people are eating, but you eat it, so maybe it's Oxervate. And others say, that's not Oxervate, that's Batal Daitz Lai Tzol Kaladam. So, when do we define by the individual, when by the typical usage? And what is typical usage? You're absolutely right. These are very important questions. But sometimes, I would just submit that sometimes we know, without knowing exactly what the line is, we sometimes know what's on either side of it. Right? Certain things are clearly within the parameters of the norm, even if they're not, within the norm. That doesn't mean single usage. Maybe there are two usages or three usages, but they're all, typical. And there are certain things that are just, bizarre. you know, they're just you know, contrarian, bizarre, idiosyncratic, whatever term you want to use. They probably mean different things too, but something that just they're not that's not what this is used for, right? So you don't use food typically as a paperweight, right? So you know, we may not know exactly where to draw the line between Kederek and Shelo Kederek in each case, but we definitely know things that are on both sides of that line.
Are you suggesting that that's time and place related then?
What?
How
does it depend? It depends for what? It's for many things, it's sort of purely objective. Again, I think, you know, if something is food, you know, then it's food. You know, we assume that eating it is its normal usage, not serving as a paperweight. Now, so all of a sudden everybody started using it as a paperweight, you know, because that was the fact. Would that change it? I'm not sure. Probably not, because it's still not a... Hano is more tricky.
Right.
But even then, there are things that are, you know, more typical and things that are more, you know, idiosyncratic. Okay. That's in terms of the Daraisa. Now let's move back to the Drabanan question. So pretty much we've been dealing with the Drabanan as a unit. And we saw in the Ritva also that, you know, that he was Hamas Tam Yenam and, you know, and Chametz and Orla Shalom Kederech, you know, Bechada Machto, as if it's all one and the same. Now, I would add that if the Kodeya, if what determines is the pragmatic perspective, namely, you know, go to your grocery store, you're not going to get any money for this, right? then all Yisrael and Adrabanan should be the same. However, let's say we come to the conclusion that the pragmatic definition alone, right, is not sufficient. That in the other direction, in other words, there has to be something. Let's say that maybe the Chachamim do or don't have the power, and maybe that's the issue, to strip an object of its value. Do the Chachamim have the right to say, don't use this object? Certainly. So they also have the right to say, midrabanan, right, this object has no value? It's more questionable. It's a general question about drabanans, right? Drabanan can prescribe and proscribe. They can tell you what to do and what not to do. Or drabanan can create definitions. Right, typically, so this is part of the discussion, I'm not saying these are Hoban Talia, I'm just giving you some parallels, let's say. This is part of the Kendra Banan create an Isur Chafetza. It's a general question whether Isurei Torah or Isurei Gavra or Isurei Chafetza. In terms of being like patterned like the Darim or Shavuos, I don't want to get into that right now. But let's assume that, you know, even if you don't go that far, but most Daraisas are kind of objective Isurei. Right? If something that's Machos Asura, Daraisa, or Isurei Anoa, Daraisa, so the object itself is prohibited. What we want to know is, did Rabbanan have the capability on a Drabanan level of stripping value and of creating a prohibited substance? Or do they just have the ability, just have the capacity to say, don't eat it and don't be nene from it? But they can't do anything. They don't have the power. Power was never invested in them, right, to define things. Even on a Drabanan level. Never mind on the Raisa level. And this is a big question that the Achronim grapple with. It's a very famous Nesivus, Nesivus HaMishpat, right, who says that Yisurei Drabanan are all Yisurei Gavra. And he says, and that's alright, his opinion, there's no such thing as a Shogeg Drabanan. Because if it's Shogeg, so you didn't mean to do it. And what are you going to say? Oh, but you did it objectively? There's no objectively. Right? There's only an Yisurei Gavra. And that's a pretty extreme view. I don't think everybody adopts, you know, across the board, the Nesivus's vision that all Drabanans are Yisurei Gavra. I think and this, I think, is one of the sugyas that proves that it's a much more complicated issue. So let's talk about Yisurei and Drabanan, right? Is it possible that the Chachamim had the ability, at least on a Drabanan level, to be Maskia, the value of the Chachamim? When they said, Chametz Drabanan or anything else, Sam Yenam is also Banan. Midrabanan, were they saying Midrabanan this has no value, or were they saying don't extract any value from it? And the Nafkamina is, for Dinim, where we care not about Hanas Agabra, but objectively about the status of Chesda, which we've seen already in this topic, right, in both directions might be very true, then it's not such a double posture. Ah. So here, isn't it theoretically possible to distinguish between different drabanans? Now, just, if you say like the, let me say it clearly in both ways. If you say that everything is meant for pragmatic value, can you go to the candy store, the grocery store, and then use this? It doesn't matter. But Easter Gabra is enough for that too. If you say that everything depends on the Chefza, and they don't have that capacity like the Nesivas, right, that's also an extreme view. Let's assume they have the capacity, right, to deal on the Chefza level. Right? The question that is, well, in each individual case, is that what they did? Is it possible that Lare Stamienam Kare Orlov Shalokadarka by Kare Chametz Drabanan? Let's zero in on Chametz itself. Right? There can be three scenarios in Chite Kur D'Naisa, and actually the Rishonim speak about all three and talk about what they're the same. Hamakadish the Chite Kur D'Naisa B'Shah Shishis. Right? So if you look at Rabbeinu Tam here on Zion, it's really Zion of Aleph, but it's printed on Vav Beis. The Tosa says the Sheish Shoso by the bottom Tosa. Tosa says Pirush Hakuntis is Chilas Sheish. Rashi says, what is Chite Kur D'Naisa? Chite Kur D'Naisa is very hard chametz, right? But it's edible. When Rashi talks about being hard, he means it's hard for it to become chametz. But we're worried anyway. And what makes a drabanan according to Rashi? Shoshishis. It's 11 o'clock, it's not yet katzot, it's not yet 12 o'clock. So the timing makes it drabanan. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that's not true, it's the opposite. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Pirsha Kurtis Mitchilas Shesh, below Nihira Rabbeinu Tam. Doesn't seem correct. Sometimes the Gemara uses Shesh. It doesn't mean Tchilas Shesh, it means Sof Shesh, it means 12 o'clock. So it shows the Raisa. So what are we even talking about? Pirsha Rabbeinu Tam. To be so sheish kamar, umaisi rai nechite kudnaisa shem kashin rab chametz nuksha shen also nami ela midrabanan. Right? It's strange because the Gemara certainly when it talks about bitol, I don't want to go through the whole shakam atari which we did last week, but the Gemara said originally, right? What? Why do you have to do bidikin bitol? We're worried about you won't do bitol early enough. Right? When will you do the bitol? At only 11 o'clock? That's no good. Then the Gemara says, just like the Chite Kur D'Naisa. So Rashi says, oh, perfect. That's 11 o'clock, this is 11 o'clock. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. That's 11 o'clock. This is Chametz Nuksha. What's the connection? Chametz Rabbanan, the Koch Rabbanan. Fine. But what ends up according to Rabbeinu Tam is that the case is Chetzed Rabbanan, Chametz Nuksha, in a Roi Lachila Zadam, shows the Raisa. What will Rabbeinu Tam say about Rashi's case? We don't know. Right? What will Rashi say about Rabbeinu Tam's case? We're not sure. So now look for a moment at Tosfos in Kiddushin on Nun Ches Amud Aleph. So the Gemara there in Kiddushin says, talks about Chulin Shenishkatu Bazara. Okay? I'm a Kaddish V'Chulin Shenishkatu Bazara. I don't want to get into that right now. We'll have a chance to get into that when we get to another daf or so in Tachanir. Gemara has fascinating discussion about Chulin Shenishkatu Bazar, and then maybe we'll go back to that Gemara in Kedusha. But what the Gemara wants to know is it Doraisa, is it Rabbanan, that you shecht Behemoth Chulin in the Beis HaMikdash. You should be shechting Kodshim in the Mikdash and Chulin outside of the Mikdash. But you shecht Chulin in the Mikdash. So one view of the Gemara is that that's also Minat Torah and it's Isurana. And then the other day in the Gemara says, no. You can be Makadish with Chulin Shenishkatu Bazara, because Chulin Shenishkatu Bazara, right, is not Minat Torah. So Tosa said, that's the Gemara. So Tosa said, Alba Chulin Shenishkatu Bazara, La Doraisa. In Tomar, Tosa says, Hamash Madiki Surah Drabanan. It sounds like it's not Minat Torah, but it is Midrabanan, right? But if it's Surah Drabanan, the Hachimash Malishna, then Kenech Makadish Bahem, So what if it's only drabanan? It's still also anah drabanan. And we know that the kaddish bitzuri anah drabanan is ein choshen the kedusha. How do we know it? Once again, ha'amar rab perakam and tzaken on the kaddish bivav shalos salamala afilu chite kordanaisa beinam absur melam drabanan ein choshen the kedusha. Right, a very popular gemara. Yishlomar, so we have a problem. It sounds like when the Gemara thought that Chulin Shendishu Tubazara was Drabanan, they thought that you would be Choshesh for the Kiddushin, even though it's also not Drabanan. What's the difference between Chulin Shendishu Tubazara Yisrna Drabanan and Chametz Kurdanaisa, which is Drabanan? They're both Yisrna not Drabanan. Says Tosas. Yishlomar, the Hasam Ika Mihu Shos Doraisa. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's true the chametz is nuksha drabanan, but at least the shows are shows daraisa. That's interesting. Aval hacha leka ela isura drabanan. If you hold chulin shenishku to bazar as drabanan, it's a new created drabanan. It's not patterned after anything. They just had a for good reason. They made it in Drabanan called Kulin Shanisha Tubazara, and they said it's also Bahanam. But Chametz is also Bahanam in the Minatora. If you get Chametz Gamor and shows Daraisa, then it's also Bahanam Drabanan. Now the question is, what about the Drabanan? Now, one could have said, what do you need Tosfos' comment? One could have said more basic. And if you look at some of the more exotic we've shown him, they say, listen, Chametz has a paradigm of Yisrael Nadaraisa, that for any Chametz, Yisrael Nadarabanan is Yeshla Yikar Ben HaTorah. Mashenken Chul Shanish to Mazara, which is a total new creation. That's not what Tosfos here is saying. Tosfos here is one notch lower. Tosfos is saying, not only that, what I just said, maybe that wouldn't be enough. Maybe that's still Yeshla Yikar Ben HaTorah. In other words, Tosfos is implying that if you had Chametz Drabanan and Shos Drabanan, it would be like Chulin Shanisha to Mazar. Even though there is a category called Chametz Yisrael Nadaraisa. But this is not the Chametz nor the Zman. But if you have at least one or the other, if it's the Zman of Chametz Daraisa, or presumably he'd say the same thing for Rashi, if it's Chetzesh or Chametz Daraisa, even the Zman Drabanan, that's enough Kain Daraisa that we say ein choshen lekiddushin aval hacha right leka el isa drabanan so the pirsha kutus nami lo kasha midi the maskana dafi lo abshimon in the mekudasha. So we'll get to that in a second. Okay, now look at Tosfos and Chulin.
Maybe Tosfos means hamash midi isa drabanan, it's only isa drabanan, but it's not a kasha barna.
Mm-hmm. That's what Tosfos is assuming. That's what some Rishonim say. Other Rishonim say that. Ritva has that. Tadeya, Ramban, Ritva. That's all Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying there's a difference between these different types of Yisurah and Adrabah. Look at Tosfos and Chulin for a second. Tosfos and Sekhet Chulin down on the a very, very long Tosfos. I just didn't copy most of it. Nei Darbinan Beresh. At the end, Tosfos here talks about Machon Mekiddush V'Dineyim. Like if you have a Surana, so you're not allowed to sell it. But so you do sell it, so it's not Tosfos double. So the money that you receive, you can buy something else. You don't say, except for Shvius and Avodah Zarah, which are Tosfos double. That's a big long discussion whether about that. So Tosfos says, the Nehidah, Midim, the Perak, Reish, the Reish, Kol Shah, HaMekadish, Peshos, Drabanan, the Chametz, Drabanan, the Choshishin, the Kiddushin. Wow, where did it say that? Our Gemara says Choshen LeKiddushin or Ain't Choshen LeKiddushin? Ain't Choshen LeKiddushin. Ah! So probably what Tosfos means is that our Gemara is talking about Chitei Kordanaisa Bishah Shishis, which he understands to mean that there are two factors, one of which is Daraisa, one is Drabanan. Either the Shos are Daraisa and the Chametz is Drabanan, or the Chametz is Daraisa and the Shos are Drabanan. But Luya Tsuyar, it was Chametz Nuksha Bishos Drabanan, then it would be Choshen LeKiddushin. That's wild, but that's what he seems to be saying. And the Kaddish Bishos Drabanan, the Chametz Drabanan, Tarte LeDrabanan, Choshen LeKiddushin. mikol makom mikadoshes gemura lo haver the bark of the kitzur kosher the kedusha shneim. Right, that doesn't mean that it's nothing. It's kosher the kedushin. It doesn't mean that it's mikudashes. So there are other rishonim who disagree. To say even if it's trei drabanan ain't kosher the kedushin. Again, if the reasoning is the reasoning of the ritzva of Rabbeinu Peretz, you can't go to the grocery store and get anything for it. It could be 100 drabanan. So do we care? Right? If we're starting to be mechalek between yesh lo yikar min haTorah, now the question is how do you define yikar min haTorah? You could have said any chametz drabanan is yesh lo yikar min haTorah as opposed to chul shenish. If the paradigm is chul shenish ketu bazara here, the Gemara in Kedushin, and chametz, right, of hidei kordanaisa, then in theory you could have said even Trey or klasa drabanan, it doesn't matter. It's still different than chul shenish ketu bazara. Chul shenish ketu bazara is a new creation. There's no such thing in Azara. There's such a thing as chametz daraisa. So do we care whether or not it partakes of an aspect of it right now? Meaning it has either shosa or no. It depends on chad daraisa, either shosa or chafsa, or maybe it particularly depends on which one. Maybe that's the machlokas or rishonim. Right? Rashi thinks the most important thing is the chafsa of chametz. If the chafsa of chametz is the same as the chafsa of chametz, which is min haTorah, the fact that it shows Rabbanan, it doesn't matter. If chametz starts, you know, instead of 12 o'clock, right, mid Rabbanan, Pesach starts, or shows Easter start early. Right, but if the chametz itself was chametz Rabbanan, then maybe that wouldn't be true. And Rebbeinu Tanz is the opposite. Rebbeinu Tanz, you can't fiddle with the calendar, right? If it's not Zman Korban Pesach, let's say, then no matter what chametz you have, it's only an Issur Gavra. Right? It can only be an Issur Chetza, albeit Rabbanan, if it's Kein Daraisa, literally. What is Kein Daraisa? Shows Daraisa. So this becomes a very interesting issue and argument. Now the question is, and what we say about Sabyenam, and what we say about Orla Shalom Kedarka, everything's open now. Right? If you compare Samyenam and Orla Shalokadarka to Tehulin Shadisha to Bazara, which is the other Gemara, right? So it's still much more Kain Daraisa. Samyenam has Yain Nesach. Orla Shalokadarka has Orla Kedarach. But if you compare it to Chametz, which shows either Shos Daraisa or Chametz Daraisa, maybe not. So this is a big issue. Where do you draw the line when it comes to chametz derabanan? Now it's fascinating, but this will conclude that, again, this Gemara you can see is off-quoted. I mean, the Gemara about chitei kordanais, all over Shas. Whenever they speak about the status of the Surah and derabanan, they're always quoting this Gemara of chitei kordanais, because it's the most explicit Gemara that the Surah and derabanan has this kind of deraisa impact. So it's a hugely important command. It's also, by the way, quoted, not just Rishon and Darabanan. It's quoted in all discussions, or many discussions, of the impact of Darabanan on Daraisas generally. Right? Because it's one of the most explicit and famous cases where it seems that Darabanan can undermine a Daraisa. You always have to explain this. You always have to relate to this command.
According to Rashi, why even mention Chita Kudanaisa? The Chidish is
that it's... No, he's saying, Rashi is saying it as a Chidish. Even though it's Shririn, Vyavation, so we shouldn't really worry about the fact that it's going to become Chametz. We're worried even that it'll become Chametz, since it shows, since if it will become Chametz, it'll be Chametz Daraisa. And therefore, Ein Chos Shel Kedushin. No. Ein Chos Shel Kedushin, because it's Chametz, if it does become Chametz, it's chametz daraisa, even though it shows drabanan. Right. Now, I just want to bring to your attention, this will conclude. So I said, what the last thing I was saying was, this is a very important gemara, right? So the Balamor, if you could somehow neutralize this gemara, say it never happened, right? So all we would be looking at all cases of Yisra and drabanan differently, and we would have taken away one of the linchpins in Shas. For the idea that the Rabbanan can affect their rights in this way, correct? So the Baal HaMor says, don't worry about this Gemara. This Gemara shall all leave it to Hilchasa. Okay? How can this shall all leave it to Hilchasa? This is the famous Baal HaMor. Baal HaMor says, this Gemara is assuming that Chametz is Asur min HaTorah after Chatos, right? So the Baal HaMor says, is that really true? That should depend, says the Baal HaMor, on the Machlokas from Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says if you eat chametz, lifnei zmano, after chatzos, till Pesach, till nightfall, in other words, or la'achar zmano, chametz are avol of Pesach, you violate a law of nigan malchus. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon holds that you don't. Right? There's no lav, there's no malchus. So I'll just say the punchline. So Tosus and the Ramban and the Ravid and the Ran and so on, 99% of the Rishon, the opinion, just because Rav Shimon says there's no lav, doesn't mean he thinks that it's mut or lachol. Not mut or lachol, also lachol, but there's no lav and there's no malchus. What's the malchar? Tashbisu. If the Torah says Tashbisu, it's also Ba'akila. It just isn't the lav of the Malkus. However, the Baal HaMor assumed that according to Rav Shimon, it's Mutta Ba'akila, not Torah. You shouldn't leave it around because there's a key of Tashbisu. But actually, if you do, there's nothing wrong with not Torah eating it. And on the contrary, Achilaso, Zui Ashmuk is the famous Baal HaMor. Right? That's what he says. So there's no Yisra Achila. He says, oh, there's no Yisra Achila, there's no Yisra Ana, so this whole Gemara is only a Libid Rabbi Yehuda. If the Gemara is only Libid Rabbi Yehuda, we don't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Gemara that tells you that Yisra Ana Adrabana, and Chosha Mekin, just look for 1 minute at this line, this is the Baal HaMor, this is where it comes in. On page... Yeah, it's on, what is it? Gimel Amid, again, I have a little bit of a different. I think it's Gimel Amid Beis and the Dot Bear Riff. Hodom Rav Gimel Marav from Kaddish Mishay Shol Sulamalo. Gimel Amid Av, sorry. Afid Rechite Kunais and Choshim Rekedusha. Alpha Pisha Kosmo Arif, says the Baal HaMor. Lo Nira Lanu Lismo Chalea. We don't think this whole Gemara is Zalib in Hilchasa. Wow. The Rav Latamei. It's like Rabbi Yehuda. Hamels like Rabbi Yehuda. Damer chametz mishesh shalos lamala over alav min haTorah. The chacham masis yag shal shishus midibrayim. But lo kaim alanochi. We don't pass in this way. Ella kirab Shimon. Damer bein lifnei zmano bein lachas mano. Eino over alav below klum. Hilchah choshishin lekidushin. This is just to show you, you know, the interconnection. You know, he thinks this depends on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and therefore he's neutralizing one of the most important Gemaras in Shas about a very critical issue. Baal HaMor actually holds all Yisurei Anah Drabanan Chosha LeKedusha. It doesn't matter. Trei Drabanan, Chad Drabanan. It doesn't make a difference. Wow. Okay. We'll stop here and we'll move on to the next Gemara next.